Zuma Radio, Tony Bennett and Lady Gaga recreating the sound of old Hollywood there with I Get a Kick Out of You on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Hollywood creating lots of challenges here right now. The Toronto International Film Festival, it opens today, and with it, tempered expectations as twin Hollywood strikes impact press junkets and red carpets and star-powered premieres. What we do know for certain, though, is TIFF will include more than 800 screenings and special presentations, but there is still plenty we don't know, including the full and confirmed celebrity guest list. The definite yes list right now includes Sean Penn, Dakota Johnson, Laura Linney, Viggo Mortensen. BlogTO has done a couple of fantastic articles on TIFF. They're by film critic Jason Gorber, and Jason joins us right now. Welcome to the show.
Well, hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, it sounds bigger than better than ever, based on Sammy's introduction there. How are the strikes affecting the appearances of the stars? Like, will we notice that there are fewer stars because the red carpets will still have some of them, right?
This is where it gets complicated, because things have shifted in ways that may not be obvious to regular moviegoers, but for those like myself that have been going for decades, you're seeing certain things take place. First of all, a bunch of stars aren't coming up, and one of the things that they cleverly did was have some stars who directed their own films now come, have their films programmed as world premieres of the festival, people like Michael Keaton, Anna Kendrick. Now, coincidentally, those are two individuals that probably aren't coming. So despite the fact that TIFF sort of went, shifted its programming focus to actually have stars that are also director showcase, a bunch of them aren't coming. Now, why are they not coming? Some of them explicitly because of strike. But you also see films that I think would normally be here not coming to Toronto. That may have a condition to do with the strike, but it also may have to do with some of the programming decisions TIFF has made the last couple of years. I am greatly concerned that festivals like Venice, Telluride, and even New York are taking some of the shine away from what Toronto has been habitually. There's still hundreds of films, but as I wrote on my BlogTO post, it's Leaf fans can attest to the fact people still crowd the hockey arena whether or not the Leafs actually win the Stanley Cup. The fact of the matter is that TIFF was the center, the absolute jewel of the fall festival crown, and I, for one, am concerned that we're starting to see a little bit of tarnishing on that crown.
You know, I think about the strikes that are going on right now, and wouldn't TIFF be a fantastic platform for writers and actors to come here and to talk to the media about what is going on right now and what needs to be done to end these strikes? Why not use the film festival as an opportunity to tell their side of the story?
Yes, 1,000,000,000%, and that's exactly what happened in Venice. One of the biggest bites that came out of Venice was Adam Driver there for Ferrari, a film not playing Toronto, where Adam Driver sat there and explained at the press conference how certain independent producers that have signed on to all the demands of the Writers Guild and the Actors Guild. So if you're an independent film company, you can say, I agree with everything that the strikers want. And they sign an interim agreement, and that means, for all intents and purposes, when the strike's over, they're already contractually obligated to actually do those things. And Adam Driver spent time in Venice championing that, because Venice has press conferences. TIFF got rid of their press conferences this year. Red carpets here are not a place for giving that kind of outlet. But the fact is, other festivals actually showcased that and did exactly what you're talking about.
Well, as you know, Jason, and we're speaking with Jason Gorber of BlogTO, we speak to a mature audience here at Zoomer Radio. Highlights for us some of the Zoomer-esque movies which are going to be which are going to be featured at TIFF.
So I'll give you two right off the top, and these are Cannes films. And let's remember, as we say, the mature audience will remember that TIFF started as the Festival of Festivals. It was the best of the world come to Toronto. And two of the best films that played Cannes, one that won the top prize, one that won the second prize, is Anatomy of a Fall by Justin Triet, that won the Palme d'Or, and Zone of Interest by Jonathan Glazer. These are two extraordinary films, and they happen to have the same actor, the same actress in both of them, Sandra Hüller. Documentaries are a big, big deal for me at TIFF. For all my sort of reticence about some of the direction they're going to and how places like Venice got some of the big splashy premieres that Toronto's not getting, this is still the home for extraordinary documentaries. And there's going to be, I think it's a 3.5, almost 4-hour long Paul Simon documentary, which I am a huge fan of.
Yeah, that'll be good.
Very, 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 very excited to see. And then I'll give you another one, which is Lee, which is, again, one of the big world premieres coming here. Stars Kate Winslet. She's a maybe at best to come. We're hoping that she'll actually show up in Toronto. But it is. It has Andrea Riseborough. It has Marion Cotillard. And it's a film about a pioneering war photographer, a woman who in the Second World War was actually capturing a bunch of these images. And so those are a bunch of titles well worth seeking out. And, but I will say this, and again, we're speaking to a different audience, an acute cinematic audience. Take a chance. Just buy a ticket for something. You may see something that you have no idea about, and it might completely rock your world. Or it might be the worst couple hours you've ever spent, but you've at least taken a chance. That's what festivals are about. You want to be able to have the environment and confidence in the programming to actually be able to take a chance. And there are a bunch of them. You have a film at 1 o'clock. You have a film at 7 o'clock. Find something at 4 o'clock that you have no idea what it's going to be, and just give it a shot. Go in blind, and that's where I've seen some of the greatest films of my life, seeing it that way.
Love it. The Toronto International Film Festival opens today and runs through September 17th. Jason Gorber, we know where to find you over the next 10 days in a dark movie theater somewhere. Thank you so much.
Happy screenings, everybody. Happy TIFF.
And let's check the drive one more time.